Mr. President, Mr. Vice President, First Lady Hillary Clinton. We've just witnessed a partisan vote that was a disgrace to our country and our Constitution. Chairman Henry Hyde once called impeachment the ultimate weapon and said that for it to succeed, ultimately, it has to be bipartisan. The fact that a vote as important as this occurred in such a partisan way violated the spirit of our democracy. We must turn away now from the politics of personal destruction and return to a politics of values. The American people deserve better than what they've received over these long 5 months. They want their Congress to bring this issue to a speedy compromise, closure. And they want their president, twice elected to his office, to continue his work fighting for their priorities. The Democratic caucus in the House will continue to stand alongside our president, and we will work to enact the agenda that we were sent here to pass. We look forward to supporting his agenda in the upcoming session of Congress. The president has demonstrated his effectiveness as a national and world leader in the face of intense and unprecedented negative attacks by his opponents. I'm confident that he will continue to do so for the rest of his elected term of office. Despite the worst efforts of the Republican leadership in the House, the Constitution will bear up under the strain, and our nation will survive. The constitutional process about to play out in the United States Senate will hopefully, finally, be fair and allow us to put an end to this sad chapter of our history. Ladies and gentlemen, it is now my honor to present our great Vice President of these United States, Al Gore.